Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me! How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
There's no one.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God who's ahead of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to War Gospel Connection, where your host and co-host is Apostle Elect D.L. Douglas Sr. and myself, Pastor Elect Kashima Douglas. This is 1 year today that we became the owners of Worldwide Gospel Connection. Woo-hoo! Glory to God. Isn't that wonderful? Woo-hoo! Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. The scripture for this morning is 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now these three things remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Again, 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now these three things remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak of you need prayer. Call in to share and celebrate with us today. It's 1 year anniversary for WGC and also 1 year anniversary of the Abba House International. Again, we're Apostle Elect D.L. Douglas Sr. and myself, Pastor Elect Kashima Douglas, are the founders and pastors. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay, but you took it off of me. See, you never know what's going to happen. It is live. You never know what's going to happen on World Gospel Connection. But remember, laughter is good for the soul. Remember, again, the number is 563-999-3628. I want to speak. Or if you can't call in, you can always click the link and listen in live.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Those of you all that are coming on, those of you all that are joining us on this morning, we appreciate you so very much. We appreciate you so very much. It is just, it's just amazing, baby. I'm just sitting back and I might get a little emotional today, but it's just amazing how the Lord has really just positioned and strategically moved in this thing and moved in our life and just to open up this window and open up this door that he has opened for us to allow us to be able to be the owner operator of this great radio station and to be connected to all these great people that we have had as guests and went from just being guests to being friends and family members. And it's just amazing. And we thank God for each and every last one of you guys. We're just blessed to be a blessing. Yes, most definitely we want to make sure that we send a shout out to none other than Kirby Capone, the original owner, the originator. I used to, when we first started, I used to call her the Gospel Wheels of Steel. Remember that? That was her name. She was the Gospel Wheels of Steel. And we're just so blessed. We're just so blessed. Yeah. Yeah, she picked us to you know, and it was so crazy how God just opened up a door and an opportunity for us to be able to do that. To be able to walk in into a place to where she only knew us briefly. We just did it. A couple of years.
She picked us.
And she said, y'all pick up the reins on this and do what y'all do with it. I trust y'all. And we thank God for you trusting us. We thank God for all that you do. And we thank you for allowing us to be able to walk into this thing to be able to continue the legacy of the Worldwide Gospel Connection, continue doing what we do best, and that is be who God called us, the originals. Amen. As always, guys, I don't want to get too caught up in this morning. We wanted to make sure that we share our thanks to all of these countries that you guys have continued. You guys have been with us. Some of you guys have been with us from the beginning. Some of y'all have just come on board. But we want to say thank you to each and every last one of our lovely people, the lovely people of each one of these countries. We want to say thank you so very much for your support, your daily support. Whether you guys are just coming on or you guys have been with us for a while, we want to say thank you. We want to say thank you so much because we know that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. And we know that the purpose that was set to us and set in us and set before us, you guys have trusted us to speak power and grace and mercy into your lives. And we want to say thank you so much. We want to say thank you so much for allowing the God in us to be shared with you, and that your lives, we understand, we know that your lives it's not going to be the same because our lives are not going to be the same. Amen. Our lives are not the same because of that. So I want to make sure we acknowledge you guys. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Zimbabwe. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Russia. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Mexico. And we have the United Kingdom. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. And as always, our thanks goes to each and every last one of you guys that are listening in. And we also want to tell the missionaries and preachers and pastors that are in those countries, we are praying for you. We're consistently and constantly praying for you. And we thank you for the obedience. We thank you for the obedience that is greater than sacrifice. That you guys have put your hands to the plow and you have not taken your hand down. And know that we are praying for you. Know that we're praying for those of you all that are giving your lives to Christ. We're praying for you guys as well. Know that God is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. Only thing you have to do is just trust in him. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thine own understanding in all thy ways. Acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So, on this morning, we just want to say thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, so much. And remember, guys, those of y'all who have not had an opportunity to call in, please make sure you call in. Call in. That number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1. And as you press 1, that acknowledge that you guys are on the line with us and that you want to say something, you want to share something. Those of y'all that have been on before and you'd like to just say something and share with us on this morning, please feel free to come on. Feel free to come on and just click the one as well and just let us know. And we'll bring you in and allow you to share with us on this morning. God bless you guys so much. We love you. We love you. We love you. And we just want to tell you thank you for all that you do. We want to say thank you for all that you do. And God bless you guys. Listen, we're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living word, say it now. Come on. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living
awesome
word.
Ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile redeemer. God with us.
God with us. You.
together. This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man. The Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you.
There is power in the name of Jesus. break every chain, break every chain.
I feel the power in the room, say,
break every chain, break every chain, break every.
Somebody put your hands in the air right here, let's do it together.
There's an army rising up.
Come on, kingdom of God, shout, there's an army.
There's an army rising up.
And we won't keep silent, say there's an army.
There's an army rising up.
Now shout it loud, say to break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain. Oh.
Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Listen, I wanted to share something with you guys this morning. Just something that the Lord had laid on my heart while we were just sitting here. And it's in the book of Zechariah 4 and 10. Zechariah 4 and 10. It says this. It says, "For who has despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the parliament in the hands of Zerubbabel, who with those seven, they are the eyes of the Lord, which ran to and fro throughout the whole earth." I'm going to take our thought this morning from that a portion of the verse that says, "For who has despised the day of small beginnings?" I want to sit back and I want to tell you guys, first off, we're just happy, glad to be the owner operators of this broadcast.
Thank you, Kirby Capone.
We want to tell you a thing for trusting us, for allowing us to be able to continue the legacy, to continue this great undertaking that she put into our hands. And when she did it, I don't know if you remember, baby, she said, I only ask one thing from y'all. She said, "I only ask one thing from y'all." And I said, "What's that? What's that?" She said, "Y'all make sure it grows. Y'all make sure it grows. Continue to be faithful. Continue to let it make it grow. Continue to be faithful to
God."
Continue to be about God business with this. And we were just so in awe when she turned it over to us. And we sat back and we were like, "Okay, God, how do you want us to handle this? How do you want us to do this? What do you want us to do? What do you want us to make this broadcast be?" And he continued the legacy, and he told us, he said, "I want y'all to keep it. I want y'all to keep it the way it is. I want y'all to continue doing what y'all doing. Continue to bring on inspiring guests. Continue to do what you're doing. Continue." He said, "But the most important thing I want y'all to do," he said, "I want y'all to stay humble.
Even with Freestyle Friday.
So many people that we have brought on, some of them were seeking, they were seeking to share their business and got on, and their lives we got the opportunity to pray and prophesy and speak life, and we treated it like we were already in 15 countries. At the time, I think we only had like maybe three countries at the time, or two countries at the time when we took it over. And but we treated it like God wanted us to treat it. We treated it like we were going to be nationwide. We treated it like we were going to be worldwide. We treated it as the name was Worldwide Gospel Connection. So it allowed us to connect these great people. We've had so many milestones that we have come across since we came onto the broadcast. We've done so many great things. And what I realize is that scripture that I just got through reading, "Don't despise small beginnings. Don't despise those things that God has placed into your hand and placed into your care, because if you only look at it with the eyes of someone who do not know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. If you look at it like it, all it is a little bit of radio station. You know, with yeah.
That the creator of World just posted on Facebook, and it almost made me start it.
Oh, I'll take a minute.
It almost made me start crying. She said, congratulations and happy anniversary. This is just the beginning. Get them for God. Y'all rock so hard. Now, this is the creator. God gave the idea to her, and she birthed it, and we continued it. We raised it. We're raising it up. We thank you again, Curvy Capone, for trusting us to take care of your baby.
This is live radio. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Day you, day. How you doing, Doc?
Listen,
you doing all right this morning, man?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I be trying to learn how to do this new stuff. Y'all the seasoned people. You know what I'm saying?
Get on here and cut up.
I'm trying not to cut up, but listen, I'm telling you right now, since I done got let loose, I'm going to sit there and I pay honor to God and give glory to God for an opportunity to sit there and celebrate you guys and the endeavors that God has allowed to be placed in your hands. And make no mistake, I do believe that everything that has been placed in a person's hand, God has equipped them to care for it. Oh, that'll preach somewhere else. I'm just trying to tell you, at the end of the day, when God sits there and launches things and allows your visions to go through and be a staple, a point of contact. Look at this. Watch this. God told me this is so cool that all of us are little watchtowers that need our lights to shine so that people can come and see and get some freedom. And what he's done for you guys. It allowed your vision to be a point of contact for the kingdom of God to get back to him. And we just don't, I know for sure, myself and my wife, we don't take it for granted that we share in the same love for God as you all. But we want to celebrate you all today. And when I woke up, I said, God, what in the world am I going to sit there and talk about with these folks? Well, I'm going to tell y'all now, y'all know I'm a preacher. So when you put a mic in his mouth,
okay,
he goes say something. And God reminded me of this word in Numbers, and he said encourage my people. And this is amazing for me, because he said, remind y'all that he's not a man that he should not lie, neither he the son be the son of man that he should repent. What he said, it shall come to pass. And y'all are walking into the shall come to pass. Oh, my God. Y'all getting quiet on me, because I feel like I want to cry myself. But what got me the most is, and y'all can all look it up out there in radio land, I want y'all to definitely look at it, is that 20th verse that's right after it. He said, behold, I've received commandment to bless. That's Numbers 23 and 20. He said, behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed. Y'all following me?
We follow.
And then he said, I cannot reverse it. Man, did I lose you? Did I lose y'all? Yellow.
We try not to cut up. That's what I'm trying to do.
I want y'all to cut up one time right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man.
At what God?
Word, Doc. Word.
God's word for you all is that I'm just going to sit there and give backdrop. Balaam had to sit there and talk to Balak and tell him what I heard God say to do. And I was listening to y'all before I got on, and it just so happened that someone entrusted you with their baby. And they said to y'all, do me a favor. Don't let it die. I don't care what y'all do. But then, man, I feel the Holy Ghost so heavy right here. He said, God's not a man that he should lie in that 19th verse. But go down to this 20th, because what happened was it was a transfer of authority that God trusted you to receive and take the baton somewhere else. And then he said, you can't even mess this up either. I just wanted to preach real quick and put a pin right there. Verse 20 says,
yes,
behold, I've received commandment to bless, and he had blessed. Now, he said already, he said, not only was I given the commandment to bless, but he already blessed you in the first place. Oh, come on. Ah, I want to scream with you. But because y'all made it a 365 days, God's saying, oh, my God. The person was given command to let go of the baby. But this is the manifestation that after 365 days, I already blessed. But then he said, and I can't even reverse it. My God in heaven, I thank God that God has put an amendment on ourselves that says, what I bless, I can't mess up either. God's trying to tell y'all, man, he's entrusted y'all this long. I just pray that the next 365 days, you really deep see this in your spirit, because he blessed y'all, and y'all can't even reverse it. So I just wanted to get on real quick. I want to say shout out to my sis in the back. Apostle, I still want to sit there and say shout out. The Abba House, I want to sit there and give y'all a shout out as well. Continue to push your leaders. Continue to encourage your leaders. This all 15 countries, come on. Y'all keep on tuning in. Y'all keep on listening in, because believe it or not, you are part of the other half of the epic proportions that are going to be released in these people's lives. That not only have you seen release, but even the former and the latter. Boy, I love the Holy Ghost. You are a part of an epic situation that God has created right here on the earth. And I'm glad to be connected. I'm glad to be a part of and being called on. And I know that we, in our traditional way, say, if you need me, call me. I promise you, if you need me, you can call on me. And I'm just going to be quite honest with you. I want to ride the wave with you. So, again, I say congratulations. Happy anniversary. Continue to push. And remember, God done bless y'all, and y'all can't even reverse it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, my brother. Thank you so much.
Look, y'all about to make me cry because y'all ain't saying nothing.
Man, I'm just sitting here. I'm just, you know, we'll.
I just want to say this real quick, bro. In the beginning, we heard, oh, they got their little broadcast. They doing a little this, but it's no little when it's pertaining to God. And it's so amazing because we got criticized so much about doing the broadcast, and we stayed doing it through it all. I mean, every time we get a country, I'm like, babe, we got Brazil, we got Nigeria, we got Russia. I say Russia, oh my God, Russia? And I was just like, God, what are you doing? And he just kept expanding and expanded, and we'll reach out to people, and we heard some crazy stuff, you know, on here, and it's okay, because that means they just wasn't meant to be on here, and we kept on, and we still reached out, and everybody, I'm telling you, bro, that came on here gave a word from God and cut up from you and my sister, Apostle Graham, Bishop here and his wife, Overseer Pitt. I mean, like, back to back, I mean, people that haven't even met us physically came on with no question, what do you need from me? And sold into us. That's what's so crazy. And sold into us. We mailed blessed all everywhere. And we say, this is what we mean. Iron sharpens iron. And we stand on it. And we thank you so much for coming on here and saying that to us, because it means a lot from him, for him and I. Because we didn't stop. Mm-hmm. Through sickness. I was in the hospital the other day. My face rolled up right now, but I'm still on here talking about my father, and I would not stop because that's what I was built for. And
yes,
we thank you. We thank you so very much.
Man, we sat back and, y'all forgive me, I sat back and I'm thinking about how many times, man. It's like,
yes,
I told God, I told God, if it's not going to go the way you want it to go, I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm just better. Because I felt like it wasn't going to amount to anything at some points. And I'm just going to be honest. I'm going to be honest. It was a couple of times I wanted to quit. But I know that wasn't what God wanted. It wasn't what God. He told me to keep on pushing. And I know that sometimes it's hard. And the crazy part about it is, while I was about to quit, she was about to quit. So she was saying the same thing in her mind, but she wasn't saying it out loud. And then I told her, I'm thinking about quitting. And he said, no, but the Lord says for us to push it. And I said, okay. And I said, well, he told me the same thing. So we got to keep on going. And, man, it's like the people that we thought that would be the ones that would come on and be rejoicing with us and being so happy. Man, these are the same people that we sat back and talked about us and ran our name through the mud. And these are, they just did all types of stuff, man. But I sat back and I began to think on, I just began to think on how God was doing it, you know?
Yes, sir.
How God began to do it. And I was just like, God, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much just for being God. Amen? So we got another caller, man. We got another caller.
I'm going to sit there and I'm putting it in y'all. I'm telling you right now, check your Facebook. God told me to just sit there and drop that into y'all's spirit. Let the world know I am blessed and I can't even reverse it.
Yes, sir. Hold on for a second, Doc. Caller, you on the air. Good morning. Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Good morning. Caller, you on the air?
Good morning.
Oh, my Lord.
Hey, y'all.
Okay, now you really finna have us cry. You finna have us cry. Our brother Amos came on here and he had us cry. Now, what's that look? And for y'all that don't, for y'all that don't know, y'all can't even talk. This is our sister, Apostle Mashika Johnson, another phenomenal woman of God. When she sing, man, when I tell you, and the husband play, okay, I'm going to stop. Go ahead.
Hey, y'all. So, this is so funny to me. I am so overwhelmed by God's presence, just thinking about y'all. And so this morning I was taking my husband to work, and I came home because I'm cooking lunch for my job. And the Lord said, tell them that I'm sending a wind of refreshing. And I said, okay. He said, not just the wind, but rain. Because it's been seasons where the cankerworm and the caterpillar has eaten up their harvest. And he said, I want you, while I was driving, he said, I want you, as their sister, to go and pull back every seed that they sowed in wicked ground and send it back to them. And I'm going to multiply it. So I decree and declare in the name of Jesus. For every time you sowed out of obedience, God said he's going to multiply the seed you sowed. Even when the ground was foul and it defamed you, and it came against you, and it talked about you, the Lord said he's going to multiply it, and it's going to grow, and it's going to harvest in this season. He said, for you are getting a refreshing. Because when you were speaking life into other people, they didn't know somebody was speaking death unto you. And when you were speaking that they stuff grow, your stuff was dying. And when you were speaking that they expand and ascend in the spirit, you didn't even understand why you was called to this ministry. And so the Lord said, I am refreshing them with wind and rain. Rain to make the harvest grow and wind to blow away everything that's not like him. Friends that called themselves friends, but they became enemies. People that were supposed to cover you, but out of jealousy and strife, they fell off. He said, the Lord said, I'm about to blow them away. And yes, you're going to lose some other ones. He said, yes, I'm going to expose and you're going to lose other ones. But he said, I'm going to send the necessary help to build the ministry. For I heard the Lord say, even last night when I spoke to y'all, I saw him right above Apostle Douglas' head, right international. He said, for yes, they have an international ministry. And yes, they will touch many countries and nations. And yes, I shall plant their names in the earth. And yes, many shall know them. And yes, many shall know them by name. And yes, I will send them out to preach and prophesy. And yes, they shall perform supernatural miracles. And yes, my hand shall be upon them. For there shall be supernatural wealth in the hand of her husband. And he said, yes, yes. He said, tell my daughter, I have not forgotten you. For yes, you also shall preach and prophesy. And yes, you shall lay hands on the wombs of women desiring children, and they shall produce with their husbands, says the Spirit of the Lord. He said, I have called you not just to be a builder, but he said, I called you to be a breaker. And you shall send out and break every wicked system in every country. He said, even secret places that the world has not even imagined. There's abuse in local assemblies and abuse in local churches and neighborhoods. The Lord said, I'm going to send you out almost like a secret spy, and you're going to break down wicked systems. He said, for yes, I delivered you out of a system, and yes, I'm going to use you to deliver someone else. I believe that this is your season to go forth in God like never before. Not to look back, not to wonder, not to second guess, but to keep pushing forward, keep plowing forward, and keep going forward. Because the Lord said, I am a God, a living God, and everything I do lives. And you shall continually stay in the movement. I hear him say, you shall continually stay in a movement. Not you shall be moving, but you can continually stay in a movement. See, the difference is a move only means I went from one place to another. But a movement said I continually move, I continually go from one place to another, 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 to another. And the Lord said, that's how your ministry is going to be. That's how it's going to be from you from now on. It's going to be constantly a movement. And the Lord said, prepare yourself to leave. Prepare yourself to move out of your place. He said, don't get comfortable with your little city, because there's other cities that's calling, that's calling you. He said, don't get settled in Houston, because there's other places that's calling you, and they need you, and they need your humor, they need your truth, they need your rebuke, they need your counsel, they need the love that you share. So the Lord said, I even placed in you, Prophet Pastor Kasima, an outreach ministry. You shall have an outreach ministry where you'll give, and people will come. The Lord said, if you want the building, he'll supply it. You must ask. You have an axe for it, says the Lord. You have an axe to say, if you want the outreach center for single mothers and for families to come get food and get type of, I guess like city type, help them get city housing, all type of different things. You want to be able to have your own connection where they can come to you, and you being a believer, not only would you minister to their spirit, but you'll minister to their natural needs. And the Lord is going to use you mightily in that area. you must trust him. He said, but ask of me anything. He said, ask of me anything, and I'll give it to you. The Lord said, all he requires from you is your faithfulness, your obedience, and the 10% of everything that you bring in. Harvest people, give him 10 of them. He said, give him 10 of everything he gives you, and he's going to expand your territory in the name of Jesus. I prophesy, I believe it. It shall be so in Jesus' name. Oh, Jesus, it just broke me down.
Confirmation after confirmation is confirmation after confirmation. And Battle from Stone is my nonprofit for young women. And you're right, I have an X. And this confirmation, we thank you for coming on, being obedient. We love you. You know, we're a phone call away. You know, we say what we mean and mean what we say.
That's right.
So we love you, and you know that. And we thank you for coming on and giving the word to us, and we'd like to put you on hold. We got another call. Lord Jesus. Y'all don't understand. We love what we do, and it's no joke.
We love what we do. We love who come on here and love us
just as hard as we love them. It's mind blowing this morning. Hold on for a second. We got another caller.
Oh my Jesus.
Caller, are you there?
Bishop. Bishop. Good morning.
Sir.
Good morning.
Sir.
Yes, listen. Sir. Bitch, no. I don't want to. No, what's up? Happy anniversary.
Oh my.
Happy anniversary, you guys. It's I remember when I first met y'all, and I'm not going to say a whole lot, but I remember when I first met you, and you guys just owned me. You guys just took me over. I couldn't do nothing. Y'all just showed me the realness, and, you know, I appreciate y'all. And just happy anniversary. And I echo everything that the woman of God spoke. But
amen. Thank you, man.
I appreciate all y'all. I echo all of that. I saw every single thing she spoke. I saw it. So I love y'all. I love y'all, and I wish blessings. I speak blessings on y'all. Y'all just keep doing what you're doing. It's much needed. It's much, much needed.
Amen. Amen. this is our brother, true brother. You know, we ain't blood, but we brothers. And I thank God for the times that he has called and encouraged my wife.
Wait a minute. Tell him two times he called and
laid
out on the floor.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, we didn't have no throws, but we had this. Let me tell you something. That concrete floors that we had were no joke. So you slaying us. And we ain't even in the room with us, but the Spirit of the Lord just came. I'm telling you, it was much needed, Doc. It was much needed.
Well, I appreciate it. I just wanted to show y'all some love before I start my day and get going. I would be remiss if I did not, because y'all really have been there, even when I had really, you know, didn't feel like talking. It's like y'all just knew when to call. And sometimes I look at the phone and be like, man, I ain't got it right now. I don't even know what to say. But when I pick up the phone, you know, I always had a positive something for me to, you know, something for me to laugh at, even when I didn't want to laugh. So, much appreciated to y'all. And stop telling my business, Kashim. Stop telling the business.
Well, I got to tell the truth. For y'all that don't know, this brother here, all I can say is he's the real deal. I don't know why the pastor's tripping, but, you know, he's the real deal. And we love you, bro, for being honest and obeying God and telling us the truth and the whole truth. That's what we need in the body of Christ.
Yeah.
We need the true meaning of iron sharpening iron. And we honestly thank you for doing that, because you didn't call us times when we was weary ourselves, or if I wanted to knock your brother upside his head, you know, or vice versa. But we thank you for always uplifting us, because this is not an easy job. Everybody wants to be a title, to be a pastor, an apostle, a bishop, an overseer, but they just don't know the struggle that you go through with those titles. Mm-hmm. It's not easy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I have a saying with my one of my best friends, my godson's mom. Don't run up here. That's what I tell people. Don't run up here. If you're not ready for that, don't run up here. Do not run up here if you ain't ready. You know, it's not easy.
I want to share this with y'all. If y'all don't have nobody that y'all can lean on, talk to, that brother right there, this brother right here, this is the brother that I lean on. This is the brother that I call. When it's hard for us, one of my brothers that I could call on, that I know that I can have a conversation with. And when I have a conversation with him, he gonna let me vent. He gonna let me tell him I'm finna quit the church, I'm finna stop pastoring, I'm finna stop preaching, I ain't finna prophesy no more, I'm finna go back in there, and I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do. And he'll let me say all of that. And then when I'm finished, he'll tell me, you done? You got all that out your system now? You got all that out. You do? Now, I'm glad you got that off your chest. Now get up, dust yourself off, and get back in the race. He said, because that ain't what you was called to. You wasn't called back out there. You was called to the pulpit. You was called to preach. You was called to prophesy. You was called to call on the name of the Lord. You was called to call the ones in darkness out of darkness into the marvelous light. You was called. See, he said, because, see, you went through that. Now you have to pull them out. And I sit there and I'd be like, that's not what I called you for. He said, I know what you called me for. You called me to co-sign with you. He said, but I'm not going to co-sign with you on that. I'm like, you'll tell me in a minute. I ain't going to co-sign on this foolishness. And that's the kind of people that we need in our life. Somebody that's going to tell you, I ain't going to co-sign with no foolishness. I'm going to co-sign with the things of God, but I ain't going to co-sign with no foolishness. And I thank God for you, man. I can honestly say that I consider this brother as one of my real, I can go to him and literally share the contents of my heart. And it stays with him. He's going to pray about it, and then he's going to come back and he's going to prophesy and start speaking in tongues on top of it.
Go on now. So, I mean, I honor that you come to me, and I take that seriously. So if we have, I exclude, you know, when we go into the cave, I'd be, you know, and we keep that to ourselves. It don't get out. That's one thing about me, you know. If I'm talking to you, that don't go nowhere. That thing where it is, you know. But y'all are just blessings. Just blessings. And y'all got me if you need me. I know you was talking about doing something in October, so get at me about that if you got more information.
Mm-hmm. It's in November.
No,
yeah.
Whatever. Same difference.
You say same difference.
I told our brother Amos, get on here. Just get on here and just say something. But you just got cut up, dude. It's okay. I just
want to eat well. They say everything big in Texas. I've been to Texas, but I just want to eat well. I'm just like a fat. Look, I'm a fat kid. I have no shame. I do need to lose that, but I'm going to eat good. I'm a fat kid. So
I came with you right now, sir.
Yeah, yes, you can. On live national radio. On live national, blog talk. But I'm going to get out of here. Much love to y'all. And y'all take it easy. Hit me up when you get a chance, Bishop.
Love you, too. We'll talk with you soon. Thank y'all so much. Thank you so much, man. Oh, wow. Wow. Listen, you know, it's just good to have good people surrounding you. We have a caller on. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Those of y'all that would like to call in and have a word to share on this morning, please do so. Please do so. Please do so. My brother Amos just messed us up. My brother Brian Amos just messed me up. Then my sister LaShika came behind him, messed me up. Then my brother Derek, he come behind me and him just messed us up. I'm sitting here, I'm trying to hold myself together. My wife over here crying. I'm over here crying. And but I'm just telling y'all, it's just good to have some good people around you to let you know that the work that you've been doing. Because sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be honest with you. It gets difficult. It gets complex. I'm not gonna sit here and try to tell y'all like it's like I'm no Superman. Like, oh yeah, we're stern in the Word of God, man. It's been times that me and my wife both woke up and we look at each other like, I don't feel like doing it today. I'm just not. I just refuse to. And today is just that day. I'm not gonna do it.
And remember, we're not just leaders of the World Gospel Connection. We're leaders of the Abba House. So we have a double whammy, as the old people say, to fight and push and encourage others from both sides. Excuse me, on top of 15 countries, we still have a word to get out to people that's listening to us on the Abba House. And I say this all the time. People be wanting these titles. They don't understand the struggle and the push you have to go through. If you're not on your knees, and they crusty, as they say, meaning that you on there talking to God, can't handle this. Because each elevation is some more demons that's going to come and attack. Pray for your pastors. Pray for your apostles. Pray for your bishops. Pray for your overseers. It's not an easy job, people of God. It's not. All the stuff you see on TV, that's TV, but the hits that we take for covering our people and covering who need us, you wouldn't understand it.
You know, and this is the thing that I love so much about God. God restores. We're not saying that we don't love what we do. We're not saying that at all. But what we are saying is this, is that if you truly want this, if you truly desire this, if this is something that is for sure enough something that you want to do, let me tell you something. You're going to have to be prepared for it. You're going to have to be strapped up with the Word of God, with your loins girded about with truth, and your helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, your sword, which is the Word, the shield of faith, your shoes prepared with the preparation of the gospel, because you're going to have to walk in it. And that's what God showed us. God said, as long as we keep walking. He said, he gave us that scripture, after you've done all the saying, stand therefore with your loins girded for God with truth. He said, after you've done all the saying, stand therefore. Stand. Because there's going to be some times to where you're going to get knocked down, but you got to get back up and dust yourself off and keep on going. There are going to be hits that's going to come. And the crazy part about it is, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not prepared, get prepared to be hit by your family, by the ones you think they're supposed to be there to love on you and encourage you, the ones that's supposed to be your friends and be your best friends, and all those people that we just got through reading Zechariah 4 and 10, where it talked about, we took that A portion of the verse that says, despise not small beginnings. Now, see, in the small thing, when it's small, you don't have to worry about that many attacks. You're going to have a couple of, yeah, you're going to get attacked. You're going to have a few stumbling blocks you're going to go across. Because, see, what he wants to do is, in the beginning stages, he want to discourage you. He wants you to give up. He wants you to throw in the towel. He wants you to say that I don't want to do this no more. If anybody on this line, you ever started anything, if you just started a lemonade stand, you understand where I'm coming from. If you ain't never started nothing, let me tell you something. Before you get started, I ain't telling you to be discouraged, don't start. I'm telling you to start it because, see, at the end of it, at the beginning of it, it don't look all that good. But at the end of it, it's going to look real good to you. It's just like baking a cake. You got all the ingredients sitting on the table, looking at the table. You got your cake flour, you got your sugar, you got your butter, you got your little oil that you're gonna put in there. You got your milk, you got all that stuff. You got your bake pan, you got the oven going. We're gonna talk about the oven in a minute, but you got all that stuff. Okay. But see, what you got to realize is all that stuff by itself is good.
Yeah.
You can take the sugar and put it in some Kool-Aid. You can take the eggs. You can boil the eggs. You can scramble the eggs. You can do whatever you want to with them eggs. With that flour, you can take that flour and put it in and make it into a little roux. With that flour, with that oil, you can take the oil and that flour, mix it together, make you a roux. But you're not trying to do it. You're not trying to do everything all at one time. You're talking about taking all this stuff and doing it all and taking it and putting it all together. And as you begin to put that thing together, now watch this here. You're going to have to break some eggs. Huh, come on, let me help you today. You got to break some eggs. And in that breaking of those eggs, what you got to realize is, I'm going to show you what those eggs is. That those eggs is the hard stuff that comes along in life. The hard stuff. There's going to be some hard things, but you're going to have to learn how to break through. Because inside that breakthrough is the yolk. That's the thing that you need. You're going to have to realize that you're going to have to go through a couple of, you're going to have to go through a couple of cartons of eggs in your life. You're going to have to go through a couple of hard spots in your life. You're going to have to go through a couple of difficult things in your life. But watch this. Now you got the flour, you got the sugar, you got the oil, and then you got the milk, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you beaten. You got to realize that through this thing in a small beginning, there are going to be some hits that you're going to take. Somebody is going to be somebody somewhere that's going to have something negative to say to you, about your ministry, about what you started, about your wife, about your husband, about your boo thing, about your children, about your ministry, about how you live in your life. You ain't all that. If you ain't doing that, ain't nothing. At the end of that, y'all little on this, and y'all don't know how many times we have heard people say this, y'all little on radio broadcast. And we say that.
They said to us,
but this is what we're hearing in the, this is what we've heard in the spirit. The Lord will let you hear what people saying about you. And the crazy part about it is, they saying it out of just being sure. Thinking that they're actually encouraging, but really in that sense, it wasn't even an encouragement. This was just something that somebody said. This is what you just said. But watch what God does. God does an amazing thing. God will let you get beat, battered, and bruised. And then he'll take you and he'll mold you. Y'all, come on here. He'll put you in that butt pan so you can go, because you done already got beat. You done already got battered. You done went through the hard things of life. All this stuff that been dumped on you. Now he puts you in the mold. Now, the beautiful thing about the mold is this. The mold is never the last step. Why you say that, preacher? Because when you get molded, When you get molded, you're molded in the image of God. But it's never the last step. The mold, the purpose of the mold is to get you positioned. The beautiful thing about the mold is it gets you in place. It gets all of the sharpness that you need, because now you're in the mold. You in the mold, he's molding you. And because now if you got that mold don't fit at all, come on, preacher, you mess them up now. That mold don't fit everybody. Everybody don't fit in that mold. Don't despise small beginnings. It's a tight spot. Come on here. Oh man, come on. It's a tight spot. And because it's a tight spot, you got to be prepared for the tight corners. Because everybody can't fit. Oh, come on. You can't, when you get into this mold, there's going to be people that's going to die. That's going to come on here and let me bless you to your best place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. There's going to be some places in your life that everybody is not going to be able to fit. And let me help you get you some real good clarity. That is a good thing. Oh, say that again. See, you got to understand, God has prepared that place just for you. That mold that he has put you in is just for you. That place that he is adjusting you for is just for you. Nobody else can fit in that mold but you. You're going to have a few people that's going to be on the outside that's going to be encouraging your mold. But you're going to have just as many on the other side trying to discourage your mold. But guess what? You stay in the mold. Now, this is where it's going to get real thick at. I'm going to help you. I'm going to really give you something. Now, you're going to get put in the fire. Now, the fire is never the finished product. Oh, Lord, y'all, listen, I'm trying, can I help somebody this morning? The fire is never the finished product. The fire is actually the proofing. Oh, Jesus, come here and sit down, give me about 2 minutes of your time. The fire is the proofing ground. This is where, ladies and gentlemen, where God takes out his frustration on all of the enemies that's coming into your life. See, y'all remember the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Y'all remember them three brothers right there. See, King Nebuchadnezzar, they was already molded, they was already set, they was already in their position and in their place. And see, what happened was, they had made up in their mind that they wasn't going to worry about what the king had to say, whatever, we've done, we ain't even got really discussed this no more, king, I'm done with it. So he decided to take them and put them into the fire furnace. Now, let me tell you about the fire furnace. The fire in the furnace was already at all-time high. He said, I want you to crank it up 7 times hotter than normal. Now, let me explain something to you about a 7 times hotter fire. 7 times hotter fire, everybody is not prepared for. Everybody's not prepared for it. Everybody's not ready for the 7 times hotter fire. Everybody's not ready to walk into completion. So watch this here. As the men were taking Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were dressed in their gear. They had on their headgear. They had on their fireproof gear, getting ready to take Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fire. And as they were walking into the fire, guess what happened? Everybody around them died. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Everybody died. Let me tell you something. Your fire that God is putting you in is designed to kill off some folk that don't belong with you and that's trying to take you out, that's trying to take you under, that's trying to take you to places where you don't belong, trying to make you stumble and fall, trying to make you give up and give in. Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. That is a good thing, because God has to get rid of all of the negativity, the naysayers, the backbiters, the name callers. He got to get rid of some of them people, because watch this, let me bless you to your best place. You got to get rid of as much of the distraction as possible. And the craziest thing about this fire is that everybody died except for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Can I put a pin like that? I was sitting up there and I was trying to figure out, why would God kill off all of these people that was taking them, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not run? It would have been my mind, me. I'm talking about me. I want y'all to listen to me. I want y'all to stay in the church. I don't want y'all to get offended by what I'm going to say. I would have looked at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, hey, this is our opportunity. Let's go. We can trump the deuce. The king won't even know. By the time the king is even wise, we could be literally on the other side of town. But see, the thing about it is this. Your fire is designed not for you, but is designed for somebody else. Oh, Lord, that 7 times fire is not, it's designed for other people to see you go through something. Come here, sit down, get your cup of coffee, warm your coffee up. Get you a glass of juice, a glass of lemonade, a glass of orange juice, a glass of water, a glass of tea, or something, and sit down and give me a couple of minutes of your time. Watch this here. The fire is not designed for you, ladies and gentlemen. This fire is designed for somebody else. Now, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, even though everybody is dead, they still wind it up inside of the fire. They still wind it up, come here. They still wind it up inside the fire. Now, the fire, there is a door that opens up to go into the fire. Not only did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walk into the fire, but they closed the door. Come here. Let me tell you why it's so important that you close the door. You got to close the door on some folk. Come on here and preach it like you know how, boy. You got to close the door on some people. You got to go ahead on and just ride through the fire and close the door on some folk. Go ahead on and just step on in and close the door. Go ahead on and just finalize and seal the deal that you done told them, I'm not going to deal with you no more. I'm just supposed to go ahead on and I'm supposed to close this door and I'm going to go ahead on and shut it on down. I'm done talking to you. I'm done. Come here. What you say? Sometimes it's just good to just, the Bible says it like this. He says, shake the when they don't receive you. Come here. Let me bless you to your blessed place. Push you to your purpose and guide you to your destiny. Some people, you just got to shake the dust off of your feet and walk away. You just got to learn. Come here. It's just got some friends, some family. Come here. Some enemies, frenemies, homies, and homies. You just got to walk away and shake the dust off of your feet and tell them, God bless you in the name of Jesus. God, may the Lord watch. Well, I'm going to use my Baptist brothers. Y'all don't mind if I use y'all this morning. May the Lord watch between me and thee as we travel. Come on, on our way. Come on, some folk, you just got to learn how to say, y'all, I love you, but I got to go.
Amen.
So here they are. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is in the fire. We're still talking about don't despise small things. We're still talking about don't despise small things. The fire. The fire. They're in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
As they're in the fire, King Nebuchadnezzar is on the porch. He looks down into the fire, and he says to them, servants, he says to him, he said, did we not put three men in the fire?
Come on.
Three.
Jesus.
We put three of them in there, right? Is that what you're telling me?
He had to wipe his glasses.
He had to clean his spectacles. He had to clean his spectacles. And even though when he cleaned his spectacles, he didn't see. He still thought he was seeing things.
Yeah.
He had to call somebody to confirm. Did we not put three men in this fire? Didn't I tell them to take three of them down?
Mm.
And he said, yeah, King, you said three. He said, why do I see a fourth man in the fire? He said, do you see a fourth man too? He said, yeah, King, I see a fourth man in there too. And in that instant, they went down to the fire. See, we don't talk about this part too much. Can we talk about when Nebuchadnezzar went into the fire? Went to the fire furnace after they turned the fire off, and he's walking through and seeing everybody dead. Come on here. Ah, Lord have mercy. Sometimes God going to have to let your enemies see your enemies fall. Come here. Come here. Let me set this on your plate, and we're going to go ahead on. We're going to go ahead on and shut it down. Sometimes God has to let your enemies see your enemies fall. And he got to him and he called to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He said, come on out. And they saw that when they walked out, that not even their clothes were singed. No smoke. Don't even smell like smoke. Didn't even smell like they was around a barbecue pit. Come on here. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, when you press, you're going to get all of this. You're going to get all the negativity. You're going to get all the folk running your name through the mud. But I promise you, if you stick with the plan of God, this wasn't our plan. Because if it was our plan, if this was our plan, this would have been messed up a long time ago. We're celebrating. We're celebrating what God did today, not us. We're celebrating what God did. This is God's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, God will allow you to go through something. Listen to the key word, through. See, if you're going through something, that means that there is another side to this truth. You have to keep going. You can't stop. You can't camp in the valley. Can I be honest with you? You can't camp on a hilltop. You can't camp in the good. And you surely can't camp in the bad. You have to learn how to dust yourself off, ladies and gentlemen. Get back up. Hey, come on, talk about it.
I'm about to fall.
You have to get back up. Once you get up and move forward and go into the places where you need to go, keep your head up. Keep your head turned toward the hills which come at your help, because your help comes from the Lord. Everybody is not prepared to help you through it. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, everybody's not equipped to help you through it. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. We have some fantastic friends. We have some fantastic friends that have come along and partnered with us and encouraged us and inspired us and strengthened us and told us that we can keep on going and don't give up, man of God. Don't give up on God. But I'm going to tell you what really drives us. What really drives us is us getting on our face, talking to the Lord about it. Mm-hmm. For it is His will that everything comes together. And we are blessed. We are blessed. Thank y'all so much for celebrating with us this 1 year. We love y'all so much. We appreciate y'all so much. God is so amazing. God is so amazing. You got something you want to share there?
The Overcomer Scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9 says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. He does not care about what you did this morning or last night. I say this all the time. He still loves you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He's right there with you. All he wants is a yes. That one-on-one time with him, just you and him. We say this all the time. You don't have to know all 66 books of the Bible. You don't have to know how to speak in tongues or went to biblical school. He just wants you, your heart, surrender to him, and he can take care of the rest. No, it's not going to be easy. We're not going to sit up here and lie to you, but it's going to be worth it.
Amen. Amen. There are some of you all that are under the sound of our voice on this morning. Our mission has never changed. Our mission has never changed. For the year that we've been doing it, our mission has never changed. Our mission.
Well, we've been known in a year.
We've been known in a year, right? Since it's been ours, been a year. Our mission from the beginning up until now has been the same. We want to extend out to you the opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It's not complicated. It's not difficult. It's not one of those long, drawn-out things that you need to do. It's not, you don't have to fill out four or five different pages of paperwork and all that other stuff. It's just a simple step. It's as simple as, a yes. We say yes to so many things in this world. We say yes to all this craziness and foolishness. Yes, we'll go out and drink. Yes, we'll go out and do this. Yes, we'll go out and party. Yes, we'll go do this. Yes, we'll go do that. But listen, this yes right here will change your life. This yes will change your life. And I want to extend to you this opportunity to say yes. I want to extend to you this opportunity to say yes. It's very simple. I'm gonna pray a prayer. We're gonna share this prayer with you. We're gonna share this prayer with you. And in the prayer, the scripture that my wife shared with you, I'm gonna share it again. I'm gonna share it again. And when I share it again, I want those of you all that want to walk into your newfound relationship with Jesus Christ, I want you to just receive it and say, I receive it. I receive it. It's very simple, very complex. It's not complex at all. Very simple. Listen to your hearts for a moment as I pray. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to share with you this word of shift and change. We lift up those that are under the sound of our voices this morning, God. God, that need you to be in this place with them right now. God, gird them up in their most holy faith. Gird them up in their most difficult place right now. We ask, Father, that you would walk in and be a part of what is going on in their lives right now. Let them know, God, that you are God and you are God all by yourself. And beside you, Father God, there is no other. No one can do what you do. Father, so we thank you right now, God, that they receive this passage of scripture, that they confess with their mouth and they believe in their hearts that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, and they are now saved. They now walk in fullness of joy. They now walk in a right relationship with you. And Father, for that, we give your name praise. Father, for that, we give your name glory. For that, Father, we give your name honor and dominion. And we say thank you in advance for making all things well with our lives. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. 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 We thank you right now, God. We thank you right now for them confessing with their mouth and believing in their hearts, God, that they are saved and they are now walking in your grace and in your goodness and in your mercies right now, Father God. Continue to guide and protect them, God. Now, there are those, God, that are under the sound of my voice, God. God, they have not made that transition. God, I pray today, my sincere prayer, God, is give them the grace, God, to get to you before it's too late. Gird up their hearts and their minds, Father, let them not be weary in well-doing. Father, because we understand that in due season they will reap if they faint not. So we thank you, Father God, for not allowing them to fall into the place where they don't know who you are. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, my wife is going to come back and she's going to share these three keys with you, and I'll come back right after that.
One, the first key is get you a Bible, whether it's King James or NIV, get you a Bible because you're going to need it now because you surrender your life to Christ. Or you can take the steps to learn and how to pray if you don't know how. Two, find your church home. Whether you go in physically, please mask up, sanitize, wash your hands. Be careful. Also, you can join us on Abba House online for now at Abba House on Facebook. You're definitely welcome to tune in with us. And three, measure the man or woman of God that you're under. It's not only preaching the word, but they are living the word. This is very critical since you surrender your life to Christ. You need people that's going to cover you fully, but they have to walk with God. They cannot ride the fence and try to cover you because they're going to leave. It's like the blind leading the blind. One, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home.
And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is preaching and walking the word of God. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be well worth it. We are here if you need us to encourage, inspire. You can reach us at 832-519-7646 if you need to assess the church number. We are here to uplift and inspire you guys.
Amen. Amen. We thank you guys so much. Thank you, Scott, so much. Those of you all who came on and shared this morning with us, got on, broke us down. Yeah.
Thank you.
We thank y'all so much. We love y'all. And we thank you guys that came on and listened in. We're just so grateful. We're just so grateful. Those of y'all who would like to sow this morning, please do so. Please do so. You can go to your Cash Apps. And our Cash App is $WGC2020. That's $WGC2020.
Or PayPal.
You can go to PayPal. Y'all heard him. y'all know I ain't got good sense. The PayPal is paypal.me/worldwidegc. You can go and sow in the PayPal, or you could also go to your Zelle, and that Zelle is 832-816-7997. You can sow there as well. So, and any one of you all guys that are under the sound of our voice that need best oil, you could do so, make your request by sending it to Worldwide God Gospel is on Facebook.
Or
Worldwide Gospel Connection Gmail.
Or Worldwide Gospel Connection
Gmail. Get on and share all of that. Because, listen, administration is not my strong point. I ain't going to sit here and try to front and try to make it look like it is, because it's really not. But if you guys would like to, those of y'all who would like to share, give, get the oil. The oil is free. There is no, we don't have no soap on the rope. We don't have no blessed socks. We don't have no miracle water. But what we do have, this oil that we give away. It's free. That's free. I'm gonna say it again. It's free. That's F-R-E-E, free. We're not asking you to sow nothing. We're not asking you to give nothing. This all is free. We're sending it to you for free.
I'm
bringing it to you if you're in Houston. If you're in Houston, we'll drop it by. We'll do a drive by and just drop it off. They call us the Bunny and Clyde in Christ. So. We are known to drive by and pray with you and encourage you and empower you and strengthen you. That's what we do. That's what we've been called to do. And we thank God for that. My brother, Pastor Amos is still with us on the line this morning. Are you still there? Are you still there, brother?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I'm right here.
Listen, I'm gonna need you to do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
I want you to close us out in prayer.
Yes, sir.
I caught him off guard. When we brothers, we can do that. We can kick each other off guard.
Yes,
that's your sister's idea. Your sister say, your brother's still on the line. Get him to close us out.
First of all, I had to come on back from being passed out real quick. Soap on the rope, I'm just, okay, hallelujah. I said that and said, he said he ain't got good sense. I'll be the same way, sir, ma'am. Y'all want to sit there and say something, please get on, because I don't even know what, like, I'm done. Amen. Look, I just... I had to get up off the floor. So you right. I'm like, did they just say smoke on the road? Listen, I'm going to tell y'all out there. Listen, that's going to hear us.
Listen, listen.
How much time I have.
I have been in services where they said we got these blessed rags that we've been sleeping that they slept on and prayed over, and the nurture from their sleepers on here from the sleep of the Lord. They slept with the Lord. They got these blessed rags and it's blessed socks. That was that. Put these socks on, you're walking in the Holy Ghost. I'm like, I'm done. I'm officially.
Oh my God.
Oh, this is absolute comedy.
I said, I'm just cashing in right now and going on by my business. I don't know.
The blessed socks. Okay. Now, listen, like I said, I don't know how much time I got, but I'm going to tell you, I have thoroughly enjoyed myself to hear like-minded people. Obviously doing what God said do. Amen. And I just believe that God's just not through. We say that, and I love that cliche, but when is he ever through? Like, like at the end of the day, God is going to always be doing something and establishing something, and I'm very grateful to be, again, connected to you guys. As I've heard brothers, sisters, everybody get on. There was one common thing that we all know. Y'all going to be real about what God has placed in your hands, and we thank God for you. So I guess I got a few minutes. I'm going to go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, come to you. First of all, give me thanks and praise for this day, God, that you've allowed us to see. God, we thank you right now that you have forgiven us for all of our sins so that you may hear our prayer, oh God. God, it is once again that we come to you humbly, come to you to your throne of grace, asking once again that you bless this couple, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now for the vision that you commissioned into their hands, and God, that they've written it down and they made it plain so that when the people see it, they can run, God, like never before. God, I thank you right now for them being the torchbearer, God. I thank you right now for them being the lead way, God, for somebody else, God. I thank you right now, hallelujah, Lord God, that you're even blessing them now, God. Lord, God, I thank you right now for giving them strength and endurance to run the race without fail, God. Hallelujah. Let them not get weary in well-doing, but let them be encouraged that the lives that they're touching, whether they see it or not, is effective for your kingdom. And God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you're rebuking the things and devour for their sake, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover them, lead them, direct them, protect them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now for the hedge of protection right now that you're even putting over them even the more now. God, I thank you right now for the deeper walk that you've given them and that you're placing in. I thank you right now that you're placing the drive that you would have in them to go and not, thank God. Let them know that they're not alone, God. Let them know in the mighty name of Jesus that they have brothers and sisters out here that are agreeing with the fight, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we thank you. God, we thank you right now for all of the countries that are listening in. We thank you right now for all of the individuals that are listening in. We ask that you bless them. God, we thank you right now for their seeds that have gone into fertile ground, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, let them see the quick manifestation of your word work for them as it has worked for your vessels here. And God, we thank you right now for the Abba House, God. Oh, my God, the Abba House, God. We thank you right now, hallelujah, for worldwide, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you right now for the broadcast, God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I got you.
Amen. Thank you. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Man, we're just excited what the Lord has been saying, man, and the Lord has been doing. We thank you guys so much. We thank you, brother. We thank you.
We thank you guys for tuning in. This has been a blessed and fruitful day for us. having some of our family come on and give a word from our brother closing with prayer. It does our heart so good, and it feels so good to be loved in spite of what we have to go through. Again, I say this all the time, iron sharpens iron. That is so very true. We thank you guys again for tuning in. We love you. Ain't there nothing you can do about it. If you need us, you know how to reach us. And remember, God will never leave you and forsake you. Don't forget to tune in for Man Up Monday and talk to you soon. Be blessed.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
This is my accident.
I'm bringing down.
This is my accident. give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here.